Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Well, hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. It is my pleasure to be back with you guys, and I hope that you had a wonderful, busy, and fun-filled weekend with family and friends, and that your week is off to a rollicking and rolling and very productive start. I'm going to leap straight into it, as I always do, as time is limited, and I've had a busy week, and there is yet another busy week and weekend coming up. So to kick off this week, we joined Mortimer Williams at his show The Full Morty at Joburg Theatre. Morty has been around for quite a long time, and I must say the man is quite historical. He is a theatre actor, a TV actor, vocalist, and a professional KAK talker, as he puts it himself. His show, which I first saw in August last year, was absolutely side-splittingly funny, and of course this time was absolutely no exception. What a treat. I'm actually so sad that it was such a limited run and it's over already, but Morty took us on a journey into the mind of the typical South African male. Now, you would think there would be tumbleweeds and crickets chirping, but oddly enough, it is quite a busy mind, and he's naughty, he's funny, he pokes fun at himself, and basically shares a few thoughts that really make you sit up and take notice of what he's on about. It was explosive laughter. I was on the verge of hysterics a couple of times. Had to get a tissue out to wipe my tears away. I was laughing so much. The man really is an absolute gem. So if you're around in Cape Town or Durban, keep an eye out for his show, The Full Morty. It is absolutely hysterical, and I cannot recommend it more for a really, really good laugh and a side-splitting chuckle. I can't wait to see him again. And I was actually lucky enough to catch up with Morty himself briefly after the show. And here's a little clip from my meeting with him. And I'm sure you'll be able to tell just how funny he is from the clip. Here we go.
My show was quite exhausting for me, but I had a lot of fun tonight. It was one of the better ones that I've done. Seeing that we had a hell of a long day. It was a tech run first, doing the lights and sound and everything, and then when I looked again, it was almost 7 o'clock, and I had to get changed, and then it was literally from rehearsal into a run. And yeah, no, it was like I had so much fun. I think it's sort of a nicely balanced fusion between stand-up comedy and cabaret. Yeah, that's what I think, and not many people actually do that. When do we finish? We finish on Sunday the 5th, in preparation for the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown, and yeah, we're really looking forward to that one.
The man is a gem, I must say. Then I was also treated to the opening evening of Forever Jackson, which took place also at the Joburg Theatre. The show is currently on. It's running until the 19th of June. Direct from London, it features a gentleman called Robin Parsons, who is almost an exact replica of the late Michael Jackson, from the hair to the clothing, to his look, to his nuances, to everything. He spent the last 17 years learning every single detail and nuance of Michael Jackson. And I have to say, if you actually closed your eyes, you would think that you were listening to the real Michael Jackson. It was an absolutely electrifying performance, fantastic choreography, great special effects, and covered songs such as Billie Jean, Thriller, and tons more. If you are into Michael Jackson, the show is suitable for all ages. Get yourself down to Joburg Theatre, go and listen to see the show, listen to the music, and just basically relive the life of Michael Jackson. It was fantastic. The tickets range from 120 to 325 Rand. They are available on www.joburgtheatre.com, or you can also call the box office on 0861 670 670 to book your tickets. And there are also special packages available for bookings of 10 or more. So call the box office and see what they can set up for you if you're a big group and you want to go through and have a blast. Then I also attended 90s Mania at Barnyard Theatre, which I spoke about briefly last week. Once again, Barnyard hits it completely out of the park. I have to say, 90s Mania brought back all my teenage years, through the end of high school, through being a student, brought back so many memories and so many, you know, reminded me of marching around in my Doc Martens and my mum jeans and my stripy tops and my baggy sweaters, and it was absolutely fantastic. They did songs from the likes of Show, Nirvana, Will Smith, Robbie Williams, the Spice Girls, Vicky Sampson's, greatest hits. I mean, it was really, really great. I have to say, I danced a lot more than I have at a lot of the other shows. It was so much fun, and I absolutely love Barnyard to bits. The show is currently on at the Rivonia Theatre, and it is running until the 10th of July. Tickets range from 120 to 180 rand, and you can get your tickets on www.barnyardtheatre.co.za. Fun for all ages. The shows are on from Tuesdays through to Sundays. There's a Sunday afternoon matinee as well, and I can highly recommend this for a fun family day or evening out. Really fun. Then two culinary experiences which I really enjoyed. I popped into Ghazal in Sunning Hill, which is quite a well-known Indian restaurant. I have to say, between the Raj and Ghazal, they are absolutely my two favorite Indian restaurants in Joburg. The view is absolutely great. You look out over the lights of Sunning Hill. You can see the freeway in the background. As we know, in Joburg, that's considered a view. If you're listening from somewhere else in the world or from Cape Town, you might think we're a bit crazy. But City Lights is a pretty good view up in Joburg. I just literally stepped in for a very quick food fix. The pricing is really great. You're looking at about 89 to 100 rand for a main course, which includes your rice as well. And I had a glass of wine. I had chicken masala. I had rice and a naan bread, and the whole thing came to about 150 rand. And there was also tons of food left. The portions were huge. I actually managed to have another meal the next day with my leftovers. So absolutely fantastic. Big restaurant, nice and warm, heaters, great vibe, really friendly staff. A lot of the staff or the service staff are a lot older, which I find quite sort of refreshing from just their attitude and then the way that they serve, etc. So really, really great, and I cannot highly recommend it enough. They are situated at the Square in Sunning Hill, which is on the corner of Leeuwkop and Naivasha Roads, and you can get them on 011-807-5828 to make a booking. And I will definitely be seeing you there. And then I also popped in for cocktails and sushi at Beluga in Waterfall Corner this week. I haven't been to this Beluga. I've been to the one in Cape Town. And I have to say, I was really, really impressed. Service was good. It wasn't that busy. It was a Friday afternoon at around about 4 o'clock. Wasn't that busy, but the service was on par. It's a really big restaurant. There's also an outdoor section for smokers and those that sort of want to sit in the sun. And then indoors is decorated in a really sort of upmarket and chic kind of vibe. They're open from 11 in the morning until about 10 o'clock at night. They do seafood and Asian food, and the reason for myself and my friend going was their sushi and cocktail special, which they run during the day. I think it runs till about 6 p.m., and it's 50% off all sushi and all cocktails, which is absolutely stellar value for money. We spent about 350 rand for the two of us, and we ate like kings. We really did. It was absolutely marvelous. The sushi was good quality, fresh, food came out fast. I've got absolutely no qualms in recommending this restaurant, and I hope to see you guys there. You can make a booking with them on 010-596-8970. That's Beluga in Waterfall Corner. So that's the week that's passed. Now, to get on to what's coming up this weekend, I am too excited. The Oyster Wine and Food Festival at Monte Cassino is opening this Friday, the 10th, and is running until Sunday, the 12th of June. It's at the outdoor area at Monte Cassino, and they are specially flying in 65,000 oysters from Knysna. There'll be 40 wine estates that'll be doing wine tastings and pairings. There's a gourmet food, there's a craft beer festival, and 6 Methode Cup Classic producers will be there as well, doing bubbles alongside of the oysters. You can taste stuff, you can buy stuff and take it home. This is their 11th year, and it is always fun and exciting, and you can sip your bubbly and shuck your oysters and have a rollicking, rollicking good time. The prices are 140 rand per person, which includes your tasting glass, It is 110 rand for children aged 14 to 18 years, and under 13s are free. Please note, all kids under 18 must be accompanied with an adult or accompanied by an adult. Parking is 10 rand a car at Monte Casino, and you can get your tickets at ticketpros.co.za, or they are also available at the door. This is definitely a highlight on my calendar, and I'm looking forward to being there on Friday evening and enjoying some oysters and some bubbles. Yay. Now, something else which has got me way beyond excited than I should be, considering that I'm in my 30s, is Disney on Ice. The Worlds of Enchantment show, which is going to be opening at the Ticket Pro Dome on the 24th of June. I am beyond excited. I'm a huge fan of the ice capades and ice shows. And obviously, just I've never seen Disney on Ice, so this is something that's really, really exciting for me. It's a show definitely aimed for young and old alike. Besides your Disney characters, there's also Ariel and the Little Mermaids, Buzz Lightyear, Woody and Jessie, as well as Anna, Elsa, and Olaf from Frozen are going to be doing their little thing, and all the cars from the car, Disney car movie, Mater and the rest of them. I'm a huge Olaf fan, so I'm like beyond excited, and I hope I get to meet him on the red carpet at the opening on the 24th of June. The ticket prices range from 175 to 475, obviously depending where you're seating and seated and how close you are to the ice. I have heard that the merchandise, etc., is quite expensive, so if you are taking smaller kids, I don't know how you sort of get around this one, but just bear in mind that all the themed merchandise and the Coke bottles and everything is all themed, and it's quite expensive. So maybe try and sort of eat before you go and just sort of deter the kids from wanting to purchase the merchandise. However, that said, I am thoroughly overexcited. It is running until Sunday, the 3rd of July, and you can get your tickets at CompuTickets. And I look forward to seeing you there, and stay tuned. I'm definitely going to be letting you guys know about my Disney on Ice World of Enchantment experience. Yay. And then last but not least, I have to say this is one of my favorite venues in Johannesburg for hosting events. I've attended a lot of events there over the last couple of months. It's Cedar Woods of Sandton. They are based in Woodmead. They're 7 kilometers away from Sandton CBD itself, and play host to 50 bedrooms, a conference center which can accommodate people, groups from, you know, like boardroom style from like 10 people, up to their main room which accommodates 700 delegates. They also have Cedars Pub and Restaurant on site, which is a great venue for after work catch up or drinks, whatever, however the mood takes you. The food is really great. Chef Jared does an absolutely fantastic job. I have to say I've been really, really impressed with the quality and the quantity of the food that we received at the functions that I've been at lately. The lunch buffet is extensive, and they have absolutely beautiful gardens which are ideal for weddings or outdoor parties. Okay, obviously now it's winter, but bearing in mind, you know, if you have a bridal shower or you want to do a pool party, they have a little pool there as well. We did a pool party theme there with a friend not that long ago. Really, really awesome venue. Cannot recommend them highly enough. They are very well priced. The staff are above and beyond attentive and caring. And I have to say that this has to be one of my top picks of venues in Johannesburg currently. You can get hold of Marielle Dutoy on 011-804-3777 or check out their website, which is www.cedarwoods.co.za. They are absolutely fantastic. And that is it from me this week. It has been fantastic hanging out with you again, as always, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week. If you want to interact with me on social media, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. And I'm also on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I look forward to being with you again next week on Hangout with Heather here on Niche Radio. And I wish you a wonderful rest of the week further. Bye.